Hello and welcome to the first episode of the new season of Houndbite, a podcast all about food on WHJE. Now, when you think of foreign foods, your mind would probably wander to cuisines such as Asian, Indian, or Mexican. One culture of food I think we all overlook is English food. And while you would be hard-pressed to find English foods within Carmel, Indiana, there is one place, located just a short walk from the library, with all of your traditional tea time and English food needs. Welcome to Tina's Traditional Tea Room, and if you're wondering about authenticity, you won't be missing out here. The owner, Tina, is straight out of the UK and loves to share the love of her country and its food to the people of Indiana. I spoke to manager Rachel Payne about this unique restaurant.
Tina's the owner. She's from Derbyshire, England. Moved here in 2008 because of her husband's work, and we opened up this shop in 2014. But she loves everybody that comes in. She's super nice, super hospitable, and everybody loves her.
I then asked what inspired Tina to open her restaurant in a place like Carmel.
She loved Carmel. The Arts District reminds her of Derbyshire. She's always been really passionate about selling her family recipes and whatnot. So she started out selling scones at farmers markets. And then moved on to doing kind of tea time catering things and followed up by opening this place so that she could spread it more efficiently, easier, and have someplace concrete that she can constantly be revising and making her classic family recipes.
Speaking of those family recipes, let's get to know them a little better. When you think of Italian food, you probably think of meatballs and pasta. But when you think of English food, you might draw a blank. So I asked Rachel about some of the items they serve.
We serve classic English recipes, such as Cornish pasties, which is just like a meat-filled pocket. It's amazing. I love it. Served with gravy and peas. We also do Yorkshire pudding, which is basically the pudding part is just the bread part, and then we put roast beef and English mustard on it.
And of course, it wouldn't be a real event without high tea.
But we also do finger sandwiches and high tea, which is a traditional experience in England where everybody just takes a second and just eats a little something before they go back to work and stuff like that. It's just kind of a break within the day. But we serve the five assorted finger sandwiches, which are super popular. And then what you smell. We also make our soups every day. And then it comes with a top tier of little desserts. So like shortbread cookies, Bakewell tarts, little cupcakes, tea bread, that kind of thing. And it comes with a pot of tea as well. So it's just a traditional high tea experience served on three tiers. That's why it's called high tea.
It wouldn't be called Tina's Traditional Tea Room if tea wasn't involved. And they have quite the selection.
And we serve plenty of tea, over 20 different types of tea, and it's expanding all the time. So,
what are some of the teas you have right now?
Right now we have such as Prince of Wales tea, an English breakfast tea, but Prince of Wales is Scottish breakfast. We also serve the English breakfast, but we do different types of Earl Greys, so like Earl Grey creme, which is a vanilla one, and we have Earl Grey lavender, which is more of a floral lavender one. We also do Secret Garden, which is a black tea. It's got mango and papaya in it, and rose, and it's really good. It's probably one of our more popular ones. And 1776 blend is got maple and strawberry in it, and it's definitely our most popular one. But we do herbal teas, black teas, green teas, every type of tea.
Tea, while delicious, also has its health benefits, as Rachel now explains.
There's a lot of health benefits to tea. For example, oolong is really great as a fat burner because it slows your metabolism, or your boosts your metabolism, for up to 2 hours. Green tea is obviously amazing. It's got so many antioxidants. It helps with arthritis, pain, and stuff like that. We've got, my favorite's the yerba mate as far as health benefits go. Yerba is a South African tea that's really popular in South America as well, and it has, I think, like over 50 more antioxidants than green tea does. It also acts as like an appetite suppressant, so it has so much, so many of those antioxidants and everything like that, and it just like works with your body. It's really amazing.
Just sitting there for a few minutes made me feel like I was already in a different country. But of course, we are still in Carmel, which I guess is the point. I asked Rachel about how Tina's fits into the culture of Carmel.
Right. Well, Carmel is, especially the arts district in this area, is just so hospitable with everything they do. Everybody is really nice. There's tons of events. Everybody's super involved in everything. And it's just a beautiful place to develop a business and to get a reputation going, because a lot of our patrons are from Carmel, and they're amazing. And when they tell their friends who are amazing and they come in, and it just creates a really nice, welcoming social environment for everybody. And I think that's partially due to where we are in Carmel.
If you want to go on a trip to the UK without leaving the county, then Tina's is a perfect place to get away. And after hearing about all the health benefits of tea, I might just have to ditch my coffee. For more works like this, please visit WHJE.com. And for WHJE and the Entertainment Department, I'm John Griffin.